Hi there, everybody. This is Laura Kellen May from Thistle Ridge Stables and Thistle Ridge Skill Builders on Facebook. Today we're going to talk about what the judge is looking for and five things the judge won't tell you. Well, maybe most judges won't tell you. I'm a senior judge and I'll tell you because I like it when I have some good competition in the ring and I want everybody to do well. Now, when you're going to the horse show, you want to know what the judge is looking for. The judge picks out a horse just as some people pick out the best apple in a mound of fruit at the supermarket. They pick the one that's the freshest, the cleanest, the crispiest, the one that they would like to eat. Same with judging horses. The judge will pick the horse that they would like to ride or have their clients ride. Now, as a spectator and competitor, you can understand what the judge is looking for and pick out the winner and improve your placing with these simple things, and you should answer yes to all of these questions to be in the ribbons. 1. Does your horse go forward with purpose? And by this, I mean, is he going forward, over tracking at the walk, easy trot, which is tracking up, and steady canter? If your horse is dragging his toes or not stepping forward, lumbering along, or at the other end of the scale, running away with the head raised, you will be overlooked. So does your horse go forward with purpose? And on that note, I would like to say the first thing the judge sees is a walk. So if your horse is walking forward nicely, ground covering with a over-tracking at the walk, that's going to be the first thing that the judge sees and put a good flavor in the judge's mouth. 2, is your horse pushing himself forward with his hindquarters? This kind of goes hand in hand with 1, does your horse go forward with purpose? Or does it look as if he's pulling himself along with his front end? Pushing from the hindquarters does not mean going fast or running, nor does it mean being on the bit. A horse can be going forward and pushing from the engine or the hindquarters. This is important because a horse that is using its hindquarters properly is going to jump better and is going to be stronger for longer and be able to do the work that is asked of him. 3, does the horse accept and maintain a light contact on the reins? Now this means a light contact and accepting the contact. Horses which lift their head and have the top of their neck shorter than the bottom of their neck do not show acceptance of contact. And we've seen horses that put their head up, they get that big bulge underneath their neck, and the top of their neck is shorter than the bottom of their neck, and it makes also their back drop down and be tight. A light contact with a slight frame showing acceptance is preferred rather than a horse balancing on the reins or no contact at all. 4, does the horse have even rhythm? Now this is important. If you're trotting quietly in one moment and the next your unsteady pace, this is going to be marked against you. The judge wants to see an even 1-2-1-2 rhythm when you're trotting and a steady canter. 5, is your horse relaxed? Now, as a judge, I can see a relaxed horse. Its tail is swinging in a steady fashion, and the horse is reaching forward with long, relaxed steps. If your horse is tense, it will show up as quick steps, which is an undesirable trait. Now, this is a small sampling of what the judge is looking for in the hunter ring. Now, if you want to add something, I'd love to hear from you what you would like to see the horses do, or something that's happened while you're in the show ring that maybe kind of got you off guard. If you like more tips like this, please sign up for the Hunter Judge newsletter. That is, you can follow the link right there at the end of the post. Thanks very much. This is Laura Kellen May from Thistle Ridge Stables and Thistle Ridge Skill Builders. Bye-bye.